This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, we got rookie minicamp coming up this week. Coverage of Bill's rookie minicamp on WGR is presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Can't wait for rookie minicamp on Friday to go see some of these rookies for the first time. It's going to be good weather, I think, on Friday out at the stadium. Also, join us for Par for a Purpose on May 19th and playing a foursome at Double Black Diamond Golf Course. A majority of the proceeds will benefit the 11-day Power Play. Registration includes a lunch, dinner, two drink tickets, greens fees, cart, and prizes. Visit WGR550/events.com to register right now. It is courtesy of Ellicottville Chamber and Commerce and Labatt. And we are going to be out there playing down in Ellicottville, me and Jeremy. I don't know who's on our team exactly, the WGR team. I think I know it's me and Jeremy. Jeremy and I should say. So, I don't exactly know who's on the team. So maybe it's you. Who knows? Maybe somebody out there is listening. They're going to be a part of it. Rookie minicamp this week. So the Bills will be on the field for rookie minicamp this week. I don't have the exact time yet. I'm guessing right around 12:30 or so is when the practice will start. We'll hear from rookies before or after that. Typically, you know, sometimes we'll hear from Sean McDermott, sometimes we won't, but we'll have all your coverage this week as far as rookie minicamp is concerned. And, you know, I say it all the time when people tell me about rookies and these expectations. Certainly that you can have a rookie make this team, make an impact on this team. We'd all love to see it. It's hard. It's hard for a rookie to do that on a team that has as good of a roster as the Bills. When people tell me often, believe that the Bills just have this overarching philosophy that they don't play younger players. It's not true. They do. Christian Benford started his his rookie year as a sixth round pick. Osiris Torrance started his rookie year every single game. That can happen. Keon Coleman took him a little while. He started playing a lot more. Sometimes it doesn't work out like that. A lot of times just because guys are blocking you. Guys are in front of you. It's tough. It's tough to make the roster for the later round picks, and then it's tough to actually play whether you're an early or a late round pick. I do think this year is a little bit different for the earlier round picks, meaning Max Harrison specifically. I mean, even though the Bills went out and signed Tre'Davious White and Dane Jackson, I think Max Harrison has, if I was with the odds right now on who would start opposite Christian Benford, let's do that. Maybe we should play a game here, Josh. Maybe we should tweet out or something. Like, what are the odds? What odds would you give? If I gave you, I don't know, how do you want to do this? Like, stock, right? We do stock. 100 stock pieces of stock. Who would you put your stock on to start opposite Christian Benford? Is it over 50 of those pieces on Max Harrison, do you think, Josh? Would you put it there? Tre'Davious White, Dane Jackson?
For me, I would put over 50 on Harrison. I just think that like the energy and the just everything around him just feels like that would be a great fit for this defense right now. And yes, Trey White would be, you know, fun and the nostalgia and everything, but I just really think that he's like your perfect number two option at this stage. So get Hairston in there right away, see what he's got and see what he can do. And, you know, like I said, you'll have Jackson and White to back him up. So it's, I think it's kind of like a really nice build they have there with those cornerbacks, not to mention the other guys they drafted in the later rounds too.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree with that. I think Jordan Hancock is going to make this team in some capacity. It's Dorian Strong, I guess, you know, it's tough to cut fifth, sixth round picks, but you know, you kind of have to if you're that kind of full where they are. It is possible. It is possible because of the young guys in the infusion they signed. It is possible that Tre'Davious White and Dane Jackson are kind of fighting for a spot. I say that because they're the veterans. If you cut them, one of them, they don't have to go through waivers. If you cut Jordan Hancock, he's got to go through waivers. Anybody can claim him. You don't want to lose him. You drafted him as a backup safety and nickel. He's making the team, right? I don't know if you want to cut Dorian Strong. You can cut Daquan Hardy again. He's there. He's going to fight for a spot. He's a year in the system. You know, guy, people forget, right? I think it's easy to forget that Daquan Hardy and Tecori Couch, like, they're on this team and they have been for a year. And you got to give guys like that a little bit of a chance. Now, they can get overdrafted, overplayed by somebody, no doubt about it, because, all right, they're really, you're here. They're not as good as these other guys. You're going to keep putting more guys and younger guys ahead of them. I understand. But just look at the way that the Bills operate. Look at the way they build their roster. Look at their philosophies. They bring guys in, they develop them, and then those guys play. I think Cam Lewis and Jamarcus Ingram are two perfect examples of this. By the way, thank you. Our boss, Alan Davis, tells me it is Jeremy, Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary, and me, the foursome for Par for a Purpose on May 19th. And you can join us and be a part of it and hang out with us. That will be cool. We'll have lunch together and drinks together and hang out together. We'll see each other on the golf course. Okay, this is the other thing. All right, now I just said this thing about the Bills. Now I'm in this mode of who should I want to ride in a cart with? Josh, out of this group, should it be Jeremy and me, Joe and me, or Nate and me? Like, what am I? Ooh. What? Who should I want to be in my cart with me on this foursome?
Well, there's different. I mean, you could look at different ways of pairing people up here. I mean, Jeremy and Joe, obviously, yes, they do their show together. But if you and Joe ride together, like, you're reuniting the Extra Point show, which would be kind of fun.
We could also do age, right? Jeremy and I are the older guys,
old versus
the younger guys. Yep. Nate and Joe.
That one, I think, might be the most fun.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right? Yeah, that might be.
There's a lot of ways you can mix and match that, though. I think it'd be interesting to see who comes out on top when you put different pairs together.
And I know Jeremy. Jeremy, listen, let me tell you something. I've golfed with Jeremy many times. He is going to want to play some sort of convoluted game between the four of us. That's what he does. He's like, we got to play this game and that game. Games that have names and animals and all these kinds of things that I have no idea what the hell he's talking about. And I'm like, all right, whatever you want to play, I'm here. Just keep track of my score. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Because he does that. It's cool. I'm not complaining. It's fun. As long as he's keeping track, I'm down. Let's go. You want to do it? That's fine. Just tell me what I need to do. As long as you're keeping track of this score and this game that we're playing, you can do it. And all these games have all these animal names, basically, it seems like.
Well, he introduced me to the game 13 like a week ago now. And that was
a number
fun.
Game.
That was where you take 13 holes of golf from your score and you X out five of them, but you can't exit out whenever you want. You have to exit out right at the end of the hole or you have to keep it. So you don't know until you get to the next hole like what your score is
going
to be.
Way too confusing for me. Worse than the NHL easy. Draft lottery. I do not want this. And if you look at, no, again, I'll go back to what I just said. Totally fine. He wants to play this game. You keep track of the score.
That is true.
It sounds confusing to me.
I didn't have to keep track of the score. He just said, do you want to keep that score or not? And I was like, I guess I will. I guess I won't. You know, like that was it. Like it was just that simple for me.
Wait a minute. So what? Wait. You get only how many? You get five scores you don't keep? Is that what it is?
Yeah. So like let's say on hole one you hit a bogey and you're like, oh, that was a bad start, but I'll take it. And then on hole two you hit a birdie. Like then like, oh, okay, cool. Like that, now I'm even for two holes. And then hole three is terrible and you have a triple. So you're like, okay, I'm going to X that out. Then you're still even because the X becomes a par. So you're kind of Xing out the bad scores as you go along, but you don't know how you're going to do as you keep going. So the strategy in it is, one, you have to try to like think of how you play. And two, if you get to hole 13 and you haven't used the five X's, the rest of your holes are X'd out.
This is already too confusing for me.
What do you mean?
I don't want to think. I just want to go hit the damn ball, dude.
No, that is true. That is true. It does get into your head a little bit as you get closer to the end. Because, like, if you're on, like, let's say you're on hole 15 and you have two X's left. If you don't use one of them on hole 15, then the last two scores are just going to be even. And if you think you could shoot under par on those last two holes, then maybe you want to use your X on 15. But there's a lot of strategy involved. And I might be missing a few parts and pieces here, but he was telling us all about all the strategy and everything into it. And it was fun, but you know, it gets a little in the weeds in terms of writing down the scores. That's why he took care of that.
And I thought I confused myself when I wanted to do the Fibonacci sequence when it came to the NCAA scoring on the brackets.
See that
we did the
that's
Fibonacci
where you lose
sequence,
me. I don't understand.
All right.
That
see,
all.
I'd rather, you know what, instead, I would rather do an NFL mock schedule and figure it out and try to put the pieces of the puzzle together than keep the score of what you just told me. So you know what, if I'm going to do this on Monday the 19th in Ellicottville at Double Diamond, Black Diamond Course, if we're going to do this, par for a course, come on, go sign up, register, be a part of it. If you want to see something funny, you be a part of this and watch Jeremy keep all these scores of all these games that he's going to play and me going, Yeah, you just do that. You write that down over there, pal. I'm just going to hit the ball. So that's what we're going to do. I think I might tweet out here about the stock prices for corner. Let's see where people are on this because I think it's fascinating. Like what's going to happen at the outside corner number two spot? Because I would say it this way too. Whoever starts week one doesn't have to be the same guy who starts week 5 or 6 or 17, right? It could be somebody different. Maybe Max Harrison winds up starting, but not right away. Rookie minicamp on Friday for the Buffalo Bills. We'll have coverage for you all week long. WGR550.com at Sal Sports. We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back, wrap up your Tuesday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.